well in bakery?
Yes, I did. I became I did a receptionist job for Welling Bakeries.
And what did that involve?
Well, being receptionist at the desk, greeting visitors, yes. Seated on the telephone,
manning
a little switchboard sort of thing.
Yes.
Yeah. A receptionist in those days did that. You had a little set and you could go through to it. I mean, it wasn't a huge office place. There were some offices, but mostly the men came in from... It was part of... it was a big company that owned it in those days. So, you know, they'd come in for meetings, these men, and I had nothing to do with it. They'd go upstairs to an office and have a meeting. And I just, as I say, did reception work, which is... Typing, a little bit of typing, telephones, meeting people, showing them where to go, that sort of thing.
How did it feel working for the bakery? Was it quite a different environment from what you've been used to at Preston?
Yes, it was all different. No, everything I did was different, and it had its own differences, and you just assimilated them. I really am master of all things. No, I could do anything, but master of none. Well, that's not true. I could master them. But they were small beer. I didn't have a profession as such. But not many certificates from school and so on in those days. You know, it had been more time.
Yes.
By the time the war finished 1945, I was 10. And it was still hard times after the war.
Okay.
It's still middle of the 50s, really, the end of the 50s.
Yes.
Started looking up. So, you know, you've just got your daily crust, really, to pay for yourself, because at that time I was in lodgings. I stayed with my grandma for a while, but they had to put you up in the lounge, you know, in the sitting room, really, which was a nuisance. So. I went to stay with Mrs. Griffiths.
Ah, where did Mrs. Griffiths live?
In Upperfield Road, on the corner, at the bottom end of Upperfield Road.
Okay.
And Bill lived round the corner in Upperfield Road. And we had been friends at school. We'd walked home together for a full year and more before we left school. And, you know, we'd been what you'd call boyfriend and girlfriend. Yes. We liked one another very much.
Lovely. Lovely.
But when I went to Yorkshire, obviously, and before that, we'd stopped seeing one another. Once I lived there, I got together with Bill.
Yeah,
again. But that was a little bit later.
Yes. So we're at the bakery, and I'm thinking I have no idea what size this bakery was.
Well, it was on Bridge. Is it Bridge Road where the laundry was? And it is, isn't it? It was about where they've got a garage now.
Is it the Quick Fit garage?
Hmm?
Is it Quick Fit garage?
Yes,
now?
And there are a few units there and whatnot. That was roughly the location of the bakery.
Yes.
And it was just the facade at the front of a brick building, and then the factory ran down at the back. It wasn't huge, but it supplied bread and cakes and things for the town.
Yes. And would there be deliveries to the town and different outlets that would stock bread? Is that how it functioned?
Or? They would bake and deliver to the shops in the town, yes. I don't think they were big enough to do much more than that.
Yes.
They might have.
I wasn't sure whether they had a shop front themselves.
Ah, no. No, there was no shop there. No, it all went out to other to outlets.
Yes.
Of course, there was Welling Department Store, Woodhall, Petri. I don't know any others. I'm sure there were.
Holden's.
Those are the two main ones. Now, of course, there are a number. Hall Grove, Holden's,
and
Shoplands. To name a few.
Yes. So I'm assuming, was this around the late 50s you would be working there?
And not the late 50s. That would have been early 50s.
Okay.
Well, I got married in 56, and I'd been at Murphy Radio just before I got married.
Yes, so you're right, early 50s for Welling Bakery then.
Yes, yes, it would have been.
Can you remember any of the characters who worked there?
I remember the boilerman, who was an ex-naval man, and he took a shine to me. He would come up, talk to me at drop of a hat. Big, burly chap with a smiley face and curly hair, and he would be in his navy blue overalls. I don't remember his name, but... He was the one I got to know best, I think. And one of the ladies who worked in a factory took me under her wing, and she would take me home, feed me up.
Oh, how lovely.
Because I was living on my, more or less on my own. They both took me under their wing separately, but yes, I don't remember any of the managers or any of the other people in the office, frankly. Yeah. No.
Would lunchtimes be spent going away from the bakery, or would you tend to stay around?
I don't remember a canteen there. I'm sure there would have been, but I don't recall one. I probably went out. My aunt lived not far away, and I might have gone to see her at lunchtime with my sarnies or something of the sort. Or I might have just won a walkabout. I didn't eat a great deal in those days.
And was there not social life linked to the bakery?
My social life was mostly with Petrie. I went back to the Petrie boys. Always had a boyfriend of some sort who took me out. No, I didn't have a social. I didn't have I didn't have a bosom girlfriend either. It was always men. Always a man around.
Did you stay there long?
Probably about a year or so.